The announcement we sent out today to all employees indicated that as an addition to our current policy about no tobacco use on our Scott & White campuses, that beginning in January of 2013, we will actually no longer hire individuals who use tobacco. And as the announcement noted, that we will be disclosing that to the candidates very early in the hiring process as they apply for jobs, and setting that expectation that we expect that they are not a tobacco or nicotine user, and that they'll have to attest to that when they come to work for us, and that we will reserve the right, if we believe it's appropriate, to either randomly test for nicotine and tobacco use or to test upon, you know, suspicion of cause, if you will. So that's the announcement we sent out today. The driver for that announcement really is all about employee and community health. We are very serious about setting a good example for our communities, and as a leading healthcare organization, we want to make sure that the health system as a whole is representing all that we can do to improve the health of our communities, and we believe that by asking our staff to not use tobacco, that is a critical step in that process.
How many employees in the organization currently, and what percentage, if known, are tobacco or nicotine users?
Sure. So we have approximately 13,000 employees across Central Texas in the Scott & White system. We currently have a policy that if you are a tobacco user, you are asked to pay an additional $50 a month for your medical plan premiums. So we know from that data that based on self-disclosure anyway, we know that there are approximately 5% of our staff that currently use tobacco. And as I think you know from the announcement, current staff are not impacted by the no tobacco use policy, but all staff, visitors, patients, anybody that is on a Scott & White campus, we do not allow them to use tobacco on the campus. So, but existing employees, if they're tobacco users on their free time or away from work, that can continue. But new hires will be asked to refrain from using tobacco beginning in January.
The decision on the timing, this is something that is more common than ever before. So why now as opposed to earlier, or delaying this until later?
Yeah, I think we believe that at this point, given all that's being asked of health systems to really improve the health of our communities, to lower the per unit cost of health care, and to do all of that with a better patient satisfaction experience than ever before, that combined with the fact that there are a number of organizations that are already doing this, we really felt like it was time for us to get on board and set the example, like the Baylors of the world and Memorial Hermans and others who have adopted these policies before us. The timing specifically of today, actually, we coordinated with the Great American Smokeout, is the reason why we made the announcement today.
Now, as it applies to the College Station region, the news release indicates a January 1st, 2013 start to this, but if I understand correctly, the recruitment process at least is underway for the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic in College Station. So how does the January 1st hiring date jive with the ongoing recruitment, and are there going to be hires before January 1st, and obviously there are going to be hires after January 1st?
Yeah, there certainly will be some hires in College Station before January 1st, and as a result, the policy will not apply directly to them, but everyone who is being screened for employment after January 1st will be notified of the new policy and that they will be expected to commit to it and abide by it.
Anything else on this topic that would be of interest not only to employees but also to your customers and others who are interested in following Scott & White?
I think just that, you know, our number one priority at Scott & White is the health of our patients and our communities, and our employees are a big part of our communities and a big part of our patient base as well. We have many of our employees that see us as patients, obviously, and we believe this is an important step in the process of helping to get those communities healthier, and that's the driving force why we're doing this.